It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The legislature's off on its summer recess, and Governor Rick Snyder is on a pure Michigan tour. A tour of Republican senators' districts to hammer them on leaving Lansing.
Without voting on his top policy priority, the Medicaid expansion. So what happens when one tough nerd rolls into town?
Yeah, not so much.
I'm not trying to pick a fight with them. I'm just encouraging them to come back, get their job done, vote yes, and then we can move on to other issues.
We are at another point in this administration where Governor Snyder is trying to grab hold of the Lansing agenda and shape it to his liking.
And this is the nerd's version of offense, hitting members' districts, trying to engage the public to compel recalcitrant Republicans to interrupt their summer recess to approve the Medicaid expansion.
Which is fiercely opposed by Tea Party types.
Which is why state Senate Republicans, out of principle, political expediency, or both, have not been able to get a majority of the GOP caucus to support the expansion, or at least putting the question up for a vote.
Which is what is so frustrating to Governor Snyder, who thinks there are enough votes in the state Senate to support the Medicaid expansion. It's just that most of the votes are Democrats.
12 of them. We're pretty sure they'd all vote for it, which means it would only take 8 Republican senators to pass it, or 7 Republican senators, with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly casting the tie-breaking vote.
Perhaps a small breakthrough, though, this morning. Senate Republican leader Randy Richardville says the Senate Government Operations Committee will meet next week to outline a process for the legislation.
But does that mean the Medicaid legislation is suddenly on a faster track to get done, or does this just help buy the Senate Republicans some time? I'm not hearing a commitment to return before late August, which Governor Snyder says would be too late.
So what happens if the Senate doesn't act before then?
Well, if it acts at all.
Sure.
If it is passed later than the deadline, the state might have to delay enrolling people. Michigan would still have an expanded Medicaid program, but it could lose a month or two of full federal funding.
And you said deadline, Rick, but the governor really hasn't set a hard deadline.
That's very true. He just said that August is too late.
So Snyder, trying to use his bully pulpit, engage the public, mobilize interest groups to get this done.
Yeah, business groups, hospitals, insurance companies all have a stake in this. The AARP, the Small Business Association of Michigan, to name two, are calling on their members to contact their senators. The administration actually has a fair amount of experience with this type of issue campaign.
Yeah, but not to any great effect. The governor could never get all the way with the legislature on approving a new international bridge in Detroit, nothing on a health insurance exchange, no on road funding. In the case of the bridge, the governor just cut his own deal with Canada.
You know, there really is no workaround, though, on Medicaid. And when you look at how these things get done, public engagement campaigns typically take years. And the governor and his allies, they're trying to pull this off in weeks. Typically, when there is a knotty issue, it gets handled in work groups, interest groups, policy experts, legislators work things out largely out of the public eye. Engaging the public directly on a question adds time and complexity.
But the administration and interest groups think they see a clear path here with Medicaid than, say, the bridge. That's because so many people have a personal stake in the issue. Health coverage for 500,000 Michiganders who don't have it. Many of them will have to pay penalties if they don't buy coverage. There's also the penalty for businesses if they don't cover their employees.
And, you know, it's not just the Medicaid expansion at stake here. There's the governor's reputation, his street cred, that combination of fear and comity that a governor uses to get his or her way. What might a Medicaid defeat bode for the governor's next big policy objective, road funding, and other issues where he's facing vociferous Tea Party opposition?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.